So take a moment now to, as we've been doing throughout the day, really ground in the body, the present moment, as felt through simple body sensations, feet, bottom, hands, and the flow of the breath. When we attend to breathing, we realize that we're letting go every moment of our lives. There's no other way to breathe. And yet the mind can get very sticky, clinging to things. The Buddha said, people with opinions and views go around bothering people. And don't we all do that? We bother ourselves, we bother others with our opinions and our views, with our feeling that I am right. And it is a source of great suffering. It's a Hebrew poet in translation. Yehuda Amichai, and he wrote a poem called The Place Where We Are Right. From the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. The place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. So true, so true. And we get the sage advice from Snoopy in a little cartoon. And Snoopy said, one of the happiest moments in life is when you find the courage to let go of what you can't change. And much of our experience is of things we can't change. And we're stuck holding on to a notion that things should be different. The body shouldn't get sick. It shouldn't age. That there shouldn't be relationship problems. That it should always be a sunny day and just the right temperature. That fairy tale, Goldilocks. We get a Goldilocks notion of how things should be. And so it's helpful to have a bit of humor about this because it's true for all of us. It's not just, you know, you or me who gets stuck and holds on tight and gets into a whole mess of suffering. We all do it. And to realize that it is possible to let be, to allow, to let be, to let go here, there, this area, this moment, that opinion, that view. And then we have to do it again and again and again. And so to remember that our practice of attending to body and breathing is always a practice of letting go. We've been doing it all day. We did the body scan and we dove into an area of the body. We investigated and then we let it go. And we moved to the next one. We did the same thing with the movements. We did the same thing with the walking. When we sat with the breathing, we felt the body sensations. We felt the breathing coming and going. Nobody here held on to their breath. Not possible. Letting go is how things are. It's a birthright, you could say. And so we're practice with linking, yoking the mind to the reality that is expressed in our bodies, and that reality that's demonstrated to us with the river meditation we just did as well. Everything is flowing, coming and going. And so with those few reflections in mind, feeling into body sitting, unconditionally supported by the earth, feeling the changing sensations of sitting, feeling into breathing and how those sensations are changing moment to moment. Remembering your intentions for being here. Letting them guide you. And just resting in breathing for a few moments before we engage in this slightly more deliberate letting go practice. And now let's allow ourselves to bring to mind something that we feel we're ready to let go of or begin to let go of. We know it's in our best interest. And maybe we're beginning by accepting the truth of it as a first step. And so letting ourselves be aware of the situation, the story, the feelings, the emotions, the reactions, naming them as you notice them. Now here's sadness, here's anger, here's irritation, here's disappointment, betrayal. Just naming them like things floating down a river. Allowing them all space to be, to float without resistance. And feel the body supporting. And the breath coming and going, breathing. Remembering, endeavoring to let go of something doesn't mean that you're pushing it away, or if you've been harmed, that the harm was okay. No. Not at all. You're letting go of some piece of it that you know you can't change. Some truth there. Perhaps some second arrows that you're stabbing yourself with that aren't serving you. Allowing ourselves to imagine what ease, what benefit might happen from letting this go. And as you feel ready, experimenting with this issue, I let you be, I'm letting you go, letting be, letting go. Gently over and over again. Pausing at any point, you get caught in a log jam of emotion, body contraction, feel into it, breathe into it, see if you can soften around it, give soothing touch. Seeing if we can soften the body and heart, letting these emotions drain away, flow down the river, be released. And trying on again, letting be, letting go. Drawing on, if you will, imagining a future where the situation is truly released. No longer triggered by what happened to you or possibly what you did. That there's a freedom, an innocence, an ease. And trying on with that image, saying, letting go, letting be. Noticing if troubling emotions arise again, let them flow through. Perhaps an inner bow to them. Letting go, letting be. And continuing to practice in this way, in the silence and feeling into body and breathing again and again. The image of the river as well, as need be. And taking these last couple of minutes with this practice to just feel into the body sitting and being supported. The safety, the refuge of the present moment through body and breathing.